With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. It didn't take long to seat a jury for Hunter Biden's federal firearms trial in Delaware.
12 jurors and four alternates were chosen after one day of jury selection, paving the way for opening statements. The president's son has been charged with lying on federal gun purchase forms when he said he wasn't a drug addict. He has pleaded not guilty and argues he's being unfairly targeted by the Justice Department. In a short statement, President Biden said he and his wife love and support their son.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston says opening statements expected today. Also today, President Biden expected to sign an executive order capping asylum claims at the southern border when illegal border crossings reach a certain level. Republicans say this is all political, coming in the heat of a presidential election and after more than 10 million illegal aliens have been allowed into the country. Also at SRNNews.com, the U.S. urging the U.N. Security Council to get behind a plan championed by President Biden aimed at ending the Gaza war, freeing the hostages and sending massive aid into the territory.
This draft resolution calls for support for the ceasefire proposal from the 14 other members of the U.N. Security Council, and it urges Hamas to accept the plan fully and without delay. The Security Council, though, of course, has struggled to speak with a unified voice ever since the war broke out in Gaza. No vote has been scheduled on this resolution. I think we can take it as largely symbolic.
The BBC's David Willis. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu expected to address Congress in 9 days. Last Friday, congressional leaders invited him to deliver what will be his fourth speech to American lawmakers. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 193 points. NASDAQ futures off 99. This is SRN News. The Air Force is sponsoring drag shows.
Judicial Watch has obtained documents through a Freedom of Information Act request that indicate Air Force officials have been spending taxpayer dollars to host drag shows and drag time story hour events for the children of service members. Some of the events have taken place on U.S. bases in this country, while others have been organized on bases in foreign countries, including the giant Ramstein Air Base in Germany. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
June is Gay Pride Month, but there's a growing backlash against the LGBT agenda. 25 states now have laws banning sex change operations on children. Some states have also barred males from using female restrooms or locker rooms or competing in women's sports. There have also been efforts to ban drag performances or at least keep kids from attending them. Big business has been promoting the LGBT agenda for years, but now some companies are starting to back off. This is SRN News. One of the most decorated offensive linemen in NFL history has died.
The Dallas Cowboys announced the death of Hall of Fame offensive lineman Larry Allen. The team says Allen died suddenly while on vacation in Mexico with his family on Sunday. He was 52. Allen earned 6 All-Pro selections and 11 Pro Bowl nods in his 14-year NFL career and was a member of the Cowboys' Super Bowl 30 winning team in 1996. He was a member of the Hall of Fame's All-1990s and All-2000s teams. Allen spent his first 12 seasons with Dallas and played his last two for the San Francisco 49ers. I'm Geffen Kuhlbach.
Security in Beijing is tight around Tiananmen Square on this 35th anniversary of the bloody government crackdown on pro-democracy protests that killed hundreds, if not thousands. Police checkpoints and rows of police vehicles line all of the major roads. More details at SRNNews.com.